The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
There is nothing, I mean, nothing I love more than a curated shopping experience.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir here, especially with a curated beauty shopping experience.
I just want you guys to know that I do not, and everyone needs to know this, and I have three very special guests besides our major guests here at the headquarters in Los Angeles, California at Dear Media. Our three very special guests are Maeve Gormley, Grace Gormley, Lily Gormley. They're our audience, along with Marshall, Scott.
They're here
our
fangirling over our guest.
Incredible producer and our producers with us. But they're going to be our audience today. But I have to say that if you guys did not know this, I need everyone to know this. I do not shop when I am not with Amisha. And if I do shop, I send it to her and then she sends it back to me and then I purchase. That is a fact. But what I do
Sorry, Stuber.
But what I do is I do know where the latest and the greatest in terms of everything involving pretty much beauty and now wellness is. Today's guest takes me back to my youth because she is the daughter of actually two Vogue editors, but one very special, sweet editor, her father, Paul Cavaco, who I absolutely love. I'm obsessed with her dad. We have Kylie Cavaco Rec. She is founder of one of the most amazing and well-curated boutiques and bespoke skincare consultancies, Knockout Beauty. And I love it because she had this deep fascination, still does, with skin just like us and has spent years researching ingredients, formulations. What started out as an Instagram, Knocking on 40, which I love it, where she documented her learnings, shared her own skin journeys and challenges, has led her to where she is now. An incredible business. Okay, what do we have? We have Aspen. We have Brentwood. We have
the Hamptons, right?
The Hamptons.
Which is the first store I ever went into. And I remember as a beauty junkie walking in Bridgehampton and going, oh, dear Lord, I need to walk out. Or that's like, I'm just going to have to like leave my credit card on the table and fight with my husband.
That was the original.
That was the OG.
You're opening now in Dallas.
Yes.
We are so excited to talk to you, Kylie. All things beauty secrets and their connection to wellness. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have our guests on as well.
Right? Our mini guests.
Our mini guests. Listen, you have two prominent family members who are in this high, high world of fashion. Was that good, bad, hard to grow up in with that much pressure of who your parents were?
I didn't know any different. So they were my mom and dad.
Right.
And I think what I gained out of having them in fashion was a love of beauty and a love of looking and being curious. So I was always looking around. My mother would always say, you know, look out the window to just take in what was going on. She would always take me to museums. She would always point out architecture. So yes, they were in fashion, but fashion was sort of the foil for beauty.
I love that.
Yeah.
And your dad, I'm obsessed with him. Yeah. I am so excited.
I love father-daughter connections. I think, you know, as being a mom to three girls, I think that this connection that girls have with their dad is always so special. And seeing you and your dad, and you have a podcast now.
And it's called Under the Cover with her father, Paul Cavaco, and Kylie. I love that. It is a great podcast. You've got like 7 or 8 episodes out right now, and it is on fire. So I'm super excited for that. How did you become interested in skin beauty?
I think it originally started backstage and on set with my parents. When you are at work with your parents, especially in the fashion and beauty world, you're with the hair and makeup artist. That's where you sit.
Yeah.
So I found myself just mesmerized by watching these incredible artists transform these beautiful girls into almost works of art.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an inspiring thing to see as a young person. As I got older and my skin started to change and I experienced breakouts, I became curious about skin. And the tie-in between skin and wellness really started from my mom, who was diagnosed with cancer when I was young. So I think her concept around really drilling into my mind that your skin is your largest organ and that that is the gateway to your health, I think began at a very, very young age.
I think, you know, you tie in skincare and wellness in such a way. And it was actually you and I had a conversation right around Christmas, and I was complaining. I always am very, very vocal about my under eyes. If you listen to this show, you know. And you were like, before you do anything, let's try to do a few things, you know, superficially, so to speak, right, with topically. And one of the things you told me after you told me what products to use was you also loaded me up on vitamins because you were like, dark circles, while they're hereditary, are also signs of some deficiencies. Can you speak to how that interacts? Because sometimes I think we don't really think of vitamins as being key to something like dark circles. Like, we just think it's topical.
Right. I think that most of what we experience actually as skin concerns are actually related to deficiencies. The under eye is often connected to vitamin K deficiency.
Vitamin K?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Vitamin K. And what about like acne, right? Because that is one of the things that I think, you know, whether you have young girls, older girls, or you have adult acne, do you find particularly that there's vitamin deficiencies there that someone should sort of start with before they go on an Accutane or spironolactone or something harsher?
100%. So again, I do not give medical advice, but vitamin A is really the core part of Accutane. That is what it is. It's a very high dose of Accutane. So what we're talking about when we talk about skin and the upset around acne or blemishes or whatever, they're all connected to a vitamin A deficiency. So before we get into loading our skin up or our body up with a high dose of vitamin A, we want to slowly introduce vitamin A. Vitamin A is fat soluble. So we build up the vitamin A in our fat and we hold on to it. So we actually create a scenario where we want to get to the optimal level of vitamin A. And a way to get there quickly for people is Accutane. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the best way to get there. But that is what is causing, it's the deficiency in vitamin A.
Is there one piece of advice you would give our listeners when it comes to taking care of your skin?
Wash your face. Wash your face morning and night.
Did you hear her, Emisha?
Because I shower. I obviously wash my face in the morning, but I don't use a cleanser in the morning.
Do you use actives at night?
Oh, we could co-host this podcast together, shall we, Kylie?
Yeah, that was literally the answer. Yeah.
Do you use actives at night?
Is collagen considered an active?
Not really.
I don't.
Sorry.
So I don't use a lot of actives. I'll once in a while use retinol, but not a ton.
But we're gonna say it again. The reason to wash your face is if you wear actives at night and you get up the next morning and you don't wash your face and you go out to start your day into the sun with actives on, it is not the best for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And okay. And I think the reality is that it doesn't also prime your skin to accept any of the critical ingredients for great skin. So during the day, you want to apply products that are going to be doing some work.
Yeah.
You're awake for a long time of the day. You're awake longer than you're sleeping for the most people. So that's the time when your skin can actually do a lot of heavy lifting as well. And a lot of those molecules are quite small and they will not be able to penetrate into an unwashed face.
So what would you say are some of the most important things to apply on your skin in the morning to do that heavy lifting during the day?
I love that question. So can we have a quick science lesson,
please? Yeah.
Okay, so UV rays create UV radiation and UV radiation creates free radicals. Free radicals are a molecule that's missing an electron. So what happens is that molecule will scavenge your face looking for that missing electron, or your body, actually, not just your face. An antioxidant, a topical antioxidant, will actually donate the missing electron to that molecule and neutralize it. Wow. So having a topical antioxidant every day during the day is actually critical.
And what are some of your favorites?
A, C, You know, I think you want something that is strong enough that it's going to protect you while simultaneously actually make a little bit of a change. You want a micro change. You don't want to be sloughing off your face mm-hmm. every day. You want a little micro change every day, and it's the cumulative effect of that that creates the results that you want.
I'm really excited to talk to you guys about this brand because they have been blowing up everywhere. Armour Colostrum. I'm sure you've heard the name. They're literally all over Instagram, and I can confirm the hype around them is real. I first started taking Armour Colostrum earlier this year during cold and flu season because of all the amazing immune system benefits, and have since made it a pretty permanent part of my routine because I've continued to see so many other results beyond just immunity support. Between kids and traveling and work, I'll seriously do anything not to get sick. And Armour, it has really been a game changer. In fact, in clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. In addition to immunity strength, Armour ignites metabolism and it fortifies gut health, which, as you all know here, we love diving into gut health. As we've learned from Dr. Will Cole, good gut health sets the foundation for feeling like your best self. By the way, I've also noticed improvements in my hair, my skin, and I found, honestly, I have more energy during and after workouts. Okay, here's how I take it. I take 3 to 4 scoops a day, only with cold liquids or foods. Sometimes I dry scoop it into my mouth, which is really great for your oral microbiome. Whether you're just starting your supplement journey or you're looking for a new addition into your routine, Armour Colostrum truly is the perfect fit. Okay, we've worked out a special offer. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to TryArmour.com. TryArmour.com/lipstick or enter lipstick to get 15% off your first order. That's TryArmour.com. TryArmour.com/lipstick. I'm so excited to share with you guys a new supplement I've been trying called Fatty 15. I'm for anything that supports long-term health and wellness. This supplement in particular uses an essential fatty acid called C15 that most people are deficient in. You probably didn't know that. Essential nutrients like C15 keeps our cells healthy, which ultimately keeps us healthy. C15 works in a couple of different ways. It repairs age-related damage to cells. It protects them from future breakdown. It boosts your mitochondrial energy output, and it activates pathways in the body that help regulate sleep, mood, and natural repair mechanisms that support our overall health. Healing your body from root up is the way to go. That's why I think Fatty 15 is a great resource to invest in to support your long-term health goals. For me, I've definitely noticed more energy by taking this, and let's be real, who doesn't need more energy? I used to take omega-3s, but once I learned about this brand and how Fatty 15 has 3 times more cellular benefits than omega-3 and fish oil, I immediately made the switch. Honestly, it was a no-brainer. That's right, 3 times more cellular benefits. I've been taking C15 now for 2 months. I've noticed benefits like deeper sleep, less snacking, calmer mood, better hair, skin, and nails. I take mine every morning after my breakfast. It also comes in a really chic, reusable glass and bamboo jar, so you can totally leave it out on your counter without looking like an eyesore. Okay, we got you this. Fatty 15 is on a mission to replenish your C15 levels and restore your long-term health. You can get an additional 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/lipstick and using code LIPSTICK at checkout.
I used to care so much about portraying a perfect life and acting like everything was okay when really things were far from it. I was secretly struggling with my mental health and wondering if other people were too. That's why I created RealPod. Hi, I'm Victoria Garrick Brown, and every Wednesday I host the types of conversations that most of us only have in therapy. RealPod brings you the heart-to-heart moments we all need to be having and will leave you feeling comforted no matter where you're at in life. So leave the filter at the door, because it's time to get real. Tune into RealPod wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so these are the unexpected connections between beauty and wellness we're going to focus on. Okay, first, we're going to do vitamin deficiency and skin health. What are the most common deficiencies found in women, and what's the way to combat them?
I would say the most common deficiency in women in general is probably vitamin D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that is really not going to be related to your skin. and how it looks. It's related to your skin in another way, but not the appearance of your skin. The appearance of your skin is related to vitamins A, B, and C, so the ABCs of skin. Vitamin A is the great educator of the skin. It tells the skin how to behave and what to do. Vitamin B is the great problem solver. It says, you know, don't freak out. Don't get too red. You know, don't become, it's really working on the skin from really an abortive way rather than a prophylactic way.
Right.
So it's really stopping what's problematic, whereas A is working in a prophylactic way.
I love that. How do the vitamin deficiencies show up in the skin?
Interesting. Vitamin A shows up often as, we will see it primarily as acne or fine lines. You also will see it as pigment too, but vitamin B is critical when you have acne. That's something you really want to introduce. So vitamin B, also known as niacinamide, vitamin B3. So that's something that you would want to introduce when the skin is upset. Whereas when we say, you know, fine lines, the skin's not upset.
Can you look at someone, like, can you look at me right now? And obviously, probably vitamin K, you're going to say, but what vitamin deficiencies I have? Like, can you look at someone walking into
Knockout Beauty?
Knockout Beauty?
I can.
If someone walks in, you can honestly say, okay, here's what I'm seeing.
Exactly.
You know, what are you using? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big thing to have, especially what we love about Knockout Beauty. It's so curated. You have barrier. You have things that fight hyperpigmentation, melasma, things that help for real anti-aging. So I'm sure that helps, you know, when someone's walking and be like, okay, what do you think I need? You can honestly answer that.
Yes. I mean, everyone that works at Knockout is trained in the Knockout Beauty methodology. And part of that methodology is also being able to recognize the deficiencies and how they show up in the skin.
And do you do a combination of oral and topical? Do you think that it's like, can you achieve a real significant increase in vitamin B deficiency topically? Or you say, you need oral?
It is all, everything that I talk about is topical.
Topical.
Everything is topical.
Because the reality is that your body does not manufacture in any significant amount vitamins A, B, C, D, E. Those are all qualified as essential micronutrients. So there's something that the body needs, but that's what we need for our eye health and our brain health and our, you know, organ function. I mean, yes, our skin is our largest organ, but we can topically supplement, and that is where we can see the change. I'm not advocating for people taking anything internally unless it is for something that is a true deficiency in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when we see under eye circles, it's a deficiency in an internal manner that probably should be fortified.
Let's talk about maximizing hyaluronic acid benefits.
Yeah.
Okay, beyond the obvious hyaluronic acid serum, what are other ways we should be incorporating hyaluronic? And what are the benefits?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You must be hydrated internally. So, exactly.
Let's basically take sip my water. Hold on a second.
So, hyaluronic acid has the potential to swell to 1,000 times its molecular weight in size. So, it's working with the body's own hydration and also the atmospheric water. So, what we're talking about when we talk about a hyaluronic acid, particularly a high-end hyaluronic acid, it's a multi-molecular weight, meaning that it is plunging to different layers of the skin based on the size of the molecule. And that baby size that's plunging deeply into the skin, that's giving you that sort of lit from within look, that is working with your internal hydration.
Now, you and I talked about hyaluronic acid, and you mentioned dried hyaluronic.
Oh,
can you explain?
The freeze-dried hyaluronic.
I haven't tried this yet.
Oh, I want to try this.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I think one of the things that's amazing about it when we talk about actives is this particular hyaluronic is active for 72 hours.
Amazing.
So what that allows your skin to do is to accept other actives when you are not using that product. So if you are putting on a hyaluronic and then you're putting on a retinol, both of those want to be the closest to your skin. So in fact, if you're putting a retinol on over a hyaluronic, it's probably going to eat that molecule, right? So it's allowing your skin to get the boost of hydration and keep it for 72 hours. And then the other 2 days, you can use your retinol, whatever you want.
And what is the brand?
It's Sarah DeRue.
What is Sarah?
Sarah, S-A-R-O, DeRue. I love all this note taking.
Oh, yeah, we're note take.
Copious note takers here.
S-A-R-O-D-E-R-U-E. R-U-E. Done. Mm-hmm.
And when you say freeze dry, it's in a capsule? Like, what do you have to, how do you?
It's a little tablet, and then you activate it.
And you just put it on your face.
Exactly. So what will happen is you activate it, it will melt, and then you will apply it to your skin.
A lot of people think hyaluronic is a hoax, especially brands that charge a fortune.
So hyaluronic acid is naturally existing in your body. So there's not a hoax. So it's absolutely real. I think that conversation around hyaluronic acid is very confusing because it shows up in so many different ways. It's really the primary ingredient in filler.
Hyaluronic.
Mm. Hyaluronic.
But there are, I mean, I think the price range for hyaluronic acids can range from something you get
$20 to $1,000.
A brand for $20 to like, I have no idea how much the freeze dried one is, but I'm pretty sure I have no idea. But
it's not a king's ransom. However, what you do understand about skincare is that it's about the quality of the ingredient.
Yeah.
So when we talked about the multiple molecular weight of hyaluronic, to achieve that is expensive.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not so much dealing with the actual hyaluronic molecule, but the engineering to get that particular hyaluronic to be multimolecular.
Is there a lower price hyaluronic that you could suggest?
You know, I think there's a ton of great hyaluronics. The Ordinary makes a great hyaluronic.
Yeah. I've heard that one too, for sure.
Yeah.
And do you think there's an age at which you should absolutely start using a hyaluronic acid?
You know, I believe that there's no age specific anything anymore. I'll say this. I think for younger girls who are maybe sensitive to too much moisturizer, so hydration being water, moisture being oil in this conversation, mm-hmm. they can use a hyaluronic to give themselves that extra boost when they feel dry, as opposed to putting moisturizer on. And I feel like what happens is girls are getting into moisturizer slightly too late because they don't like the way it feels or it's too thick, and they're drying their skin out, which is causing adverse reactions. So that would be my first thing to say, but I would say also at around 27 when our fertility starts to go down.
And we start losing collagen too, right?
Yes.
So that's 27 really sucks.
27.
Don't turn 27, like, guys.
Let me tell you.
But, okay. Yeah, no, go ahead.
The lowdown on retinol and retin-A. What's the difference between retinol, and retinoid?
Okay, so retinoids are a chemical compound. Not all A is a retinoid or a retinol, but all of those are actually vitamin A. And retinoids are the chemical compound. Retinol, AL, is slightly less potent than a prescription. Retinol, OL, is, you know, what we find over the counter.
And what do you think is the most efficient out of all of them? Like, what do you use?
Good question. I primarily use retinyl.
What's retinyl?
So it's a
oh my God,
it's a
hold on.
Very gentle form. And I believe in a low-level vitamin A all the time, as opposed to a spike of retinol.
I feel the same. I have the last call. I think the reason why my success is so good, it's got cushion in it, but it's also not super, super strong, where it's going to make you dry, red, irritated, but it's got enough of an active, but also the cushion to not dry you out.
But the genius of Wyze is that you've done it so that sometimes you're using the retinol, sometimes you're using the C, and sometimes you're using the problem solver.
Right.
So you've created a line that is allowing for that alchemy and what's correct for each person's skin. So for us, I'm in my 40s, so it's approximately, the rule of thumb is sort of one day a week per decade. So I would be a 4 day a week retinol
one
user.
One day a week per decade.
And that's just a good rule of thumb, right? And because as we age, our cellular turnover slows down.
So I say I've never used a vitamin A and I'm about to use it for the first time. What would I expect to see? What change could I expect? How transformative is it to my skin?
And what kind of brands should we be looking at for vitamin A?
So I really like Environ for vitamin A.
Everybody,
and I like,
and the price point is good.
Yeah, and I like to start again because it is fat soluble, so it you build it up in your body. So I like to begin with their AVST gel. I like it for a variety of reasons. One of those reasons is that It's tolerated by most people, and it's in a water base. What I will say about vitamin A and retinol, again, because they are not the same, is you do want a low level of vitamin A, as I said, daily. But retinol, OL, is something that you want to do, as we discussed. Now, with that in mind, what you will notice if you go up the vitamin A track too quickly, sometimes people say, oh, I'm breaking out from it. You're not breaking out from it, and you're not allergic to it. You're having a vitamin A response. And that vitamin A response is actually indicative of a vitamin A deficiency. So that's why it's critical that you consult with someone. That's why we've created the consultancy at Knockout Beauty, so that people kind of push through that moment, or they don't go too quickly into a retinol or use it too many days and experience that response and not get the result of what you're really going for, is that beautiful, refreshed look.
And I think that's what the genius is about Knockout Beauty. Like, if you sign up for your SMS, you sign up for your newsletter, like, you really do have such a great education. And within your consulting part of your company, that really does make a huge difference, because a lot of people don't know. I think what you've done has kind of been a game changer, because it's not that you're creating just like the top shelf, but you're also giving the education behind it and why you should use it or not, right?
I like to think of it like we are, you know, skin coaches or skin nutritionists.
Skin nutritionists. And you can do this all online, right?
You actually, we do it virtually.
They have virtual
appointments.
Yes.
We do. And then we also do them in store.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of different ways to interact with us.
Now, let's talk about the importance of face massage. I love a good face massage. So
me too.
What are some of the key benefits?
So the massage is actually moving the lymph around our body. Our circulatory system, our blood circulatory system, is pumped by our heart. But we actually don't have a pump for our lymphatic system. So massage works as the pump. So it's like taking the trash out.
And do you have a favorite tool?
My hands.
Your hands.
And your own hands are uniquely prepared to do that, because our body, we're all like a puzzle, right? So our jawline fits in between our forefinger and our middle finger perfectly. Whereas your jawline, you know, we're all doing it together now, but your jawline fits uniquely here, from your base knuckle to your middle knuckle is uniquely proportioned to you, which is also uniquely proportioned to your face.
And how long should you do this for?
You know, I think even if you gave yourself like 1 minute of massage every day, you would see a change.
Yeah. In the morning?
I actually like at night.
At night.
I like to check in with myself, because I actually also then like to feel, you know, when you, after you massage your face, you want to flush it down your neck. And that's when I can feel my lymph. And that's how I know, like, oh, getting sick. I can tell what's happening with my body. I can check in. In the morning, I'm rushed.
Yeah. Are there any at-home tools you love?
I mean, I love the Derma Roller.
The Derma Roller. Okay.
The Derma Roller. What's the Derma Roller?
So it's the tool that I love is the tool from Environ. The Gold Roll CIT.
Oh, I have it.
It's amazing. And it really allows for the product to penetrate deeply.
Tiny little needle, like tiny.
That's right.
And it helps your serums, your actives go into your skin a little bit better.
And there's a lot of, you know, controversy around it, honestly. And some people say, oh, no, it's bad, or no, it's good, or
whatever.
Well,
the whole thing about, like, you've got to properly clean it because the bacteria and the whole
which
thing.
Which is like, I mean, honestly, yes.
Duh. Exactly. Okay. Clean your instruments.
Clean your instruments.
Okay, hormones.
Yes.
You know, we're going into, we're not going ever into menopause.
Never.
But if we were going.
Well, I'm here for you.
We're here. If we were going to. How does that play a role in our skin?
I mean.
Sadly.
So many roles, right? I mean, I think hormones can be our best friend, right? Some women, when they're pregnant, they're glowing and gorgeous. And some women, those hormones wreak havoc, you know, and both are a critical piece of our health and well-being. What you see at the hormone change of adolescence and menarche, which is the word for the beginning of period, right? So the time when women begin their menses is called menarche, and the other side of that is menopause. And at menarche, what we see is a deficiency often in vitamin A, and that's when skin usually breaks out. At menopause, we usually see the skin beginning to, unfortunately, begin to line. What we see in perimenopause is often inflammation, because the body gets quite inflamed during perimenopause, which often results in rosacea or perioral dermatitis.
Is there anything that you can do, you know, supplement-wise to combat any of this?
It's a great question. The best thing for your body that is the most natural is actually seed cycling.
What is that?
It is taking seeds at different times of the month to actually get your hormones to be balanced.
Seed cycling.
I love how in sync that was.
Oh.
What?
Okay. I mean, what? I don't know what that means.
Hold on.
What is seed cycling?
Hold on.
Tell us what seed cycling is.
Seed cycling is the process of using different blends of seeds at different times of the month to support your hormone health.
And how do you? Where do you get these seeds?
There's actually an amazing brand called Beeya, B-E-E-Y-A. She has a podcast too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, called Behind Her Empire. The Beeya brand has taken this sort of arduous task of blending seeds and putting them together for you. And they have two of them. So use different ones during different parts of your cycle.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
And you've noticed a difference.
Yes.
Wow.
Knockout Beauty is one of the most curated stores ever. How do you curate Knockout Beauty?
We get hundreds of submissions a week. And what we do is we decant the product blindly. And then I try it. So I'm not looking at the packaging. I'm not looking at this beautiful top shelf, right, that we're so used to. I'm not looking at, oh, does this go with this or with that?
I spend a lot of time on my packaging.
You actually have amazing packaging.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's how I do it first. I try it without kind of this other information. And I look at the ingredient deck. Does the brand keep its promise? You can say there's something in your product, and there may very well be. But at what amount, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, is that even therapeutic or is it just in name?
Yeah.
The second part of it is really thinking about, is this supporting our community? And is this just another brand to put on the shelf or does it solve a problem? Can it help somebody? And if it can help somebody, I'm interested.
I love that you blind test though. There's no packaging. There's nothing to wow you over. It's the ingredients and how does it feel? Does it work? You know what I mean?
I've actually never shared that with people. So people may not even know that.
I love that. Has there ever been a product that you blind tested like that, that you were like, holy crap, this is amazing. What is this?
Yeah. It's called Problem Solver from Wyze.
I might quote you on that.
I tried it. I decanted it. And it, you know, I was like, and I know what category it is, right? So I decanted it and I know that it's like sort of a spot treatment. So I think, okay, great. Now, I don't know whether I'm treating blems. I don't know what I'm really treating in this moment because it's called Problem Solver. So, and I don't even think I noted the name, but I noted it was a spot treatment. So I put it on a blem and it actually helped the blem. I put it on rosacea. It helped the rosacea. And then I put it on my brown spots and it helped brown spots.
Yeah, you could use it as an all-over treatment or as a spot treatment.
Which was kind of amazing.
Well, it was based on a little bit like you. It was based on my issue with being addicted to hydroquinone.
Oh, okay.
And that's, as you know, it would work. I mean, hydroquinone works. But
it's also banned in Europe.
It's banned in Europe. And the moment you go outside, yeah.
It's like the ricochet effect,
it's
right?
It's the ricochet.
You know, or the boomerang where you throw out the boomerang and it comes back twice as hard.
And with the Problem Solver, I tried to get as clean as I could without losing the efficacy. But that is my ode to hydroquinone in a very clean and, to your point,
efficacious way.
Efficacious, but also safe. There was a couple of products that, you know, were based on that I felt really worked for me. But I thought, okay, how can I make them better? How can I make them clean? Because at the base,
I know what products they are based on. And that's why I kind of fell in love with it, because I know what they're what it's based on, but it's excluded all the things that I'm not interested in.
I know.
And that's what makes it so special.
Thank you.
You know what is actually super important but often overlooked? A good deodorant. One that is free from harmful chemicals but actually works. Well, I've tried my fair share and unfortunately a lot don't actually work very well. That was until I found this brand called Lumi. Lumi is a whole body deodorant that delivers insane 72-hour odor control all over your body, from your pits to your feet to, yes, even your privates. I love Lumi because when I use it, I don't have to reapply it for literally the whole day. I mean, nothing is worse than having to drag around deodorant with you just to keep yourself dry and fresh throughout the day. With Lumi, I just put it on in the morning and I'm set for the rest of the day. Okay, it is also perfect for preteens. Yes, you, Brooke Stuber, and teens, especially with all of those sweaty sports. which unfortunately I'm all too familiar with these days. The way Lumi works is different from other deodorants because it stops odor before it even starts by using mandelic acid. It's also baking soda and paraben-free, which is something I always look for when choosing a deodorant. My favorite scent by Lumi, it's a lavender sage. They also have a clean tangerine and a toasted coconut if lavender isn't your thing. If you go on their website, the Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. I think you guys are honestly going to love this brand. We have a special offer. New customers get 15% all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with your already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Make sure and use code LIPSTICK, 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code LIPSTICK at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. If you're a frequent listener, you definitely know by now that I'm a huge fan of Macy's. They have dozens of my favorite brands and products, from travel essentials to my go-to makeup to outfits for every occasion, literally. And let's not forget their unbeatable deals. Today, I'm excited to shed light on something truly remarkable that Macy's is doing in honor of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. From May 1st to the 31st, Macy's is shining a spotlight on all of their AAPI-owned brands, including beloved names like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and more. But that's not all. Macy's is also taking steps to support APIA, Asian and Pacific Islander American scholarships. For those who may not be familiar, APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization dedicated to ensuring the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can contribute to supporting college access and student success by donating online or in-store when you round up your purchase to the nearest dollar. I really appreciate that a major brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. In fact, Macy's actually brought this nonprofit to my attention, and after learning about their mission and the vital work they do, I'm immensely grateful for the chance to share it with all of you. Whether you're a seasoned Macy's shopper or considering your first purchase, this month presents a unique opportunity to really make a difference. Join me in checking out your Macy's cart, rounding up to the nearest dollar to support APIA scholars. From May 1st to the 31st, you can visit their website at Macy's.com or head to Macy's store to start shopping and contribute throughout the month of May.
Okay, let's look at your day. Let's start with beauty first, and then we'll go to wellness. What is your like favorite foundation or favorite skincare or favorite give us some brands.
Ride or dies.
I mean, I am brand agnostic. So if we think about, I have melasma, as you have said you do, and I sometimes need a little It Cosmetics. Because like
we love our
CC
Nude Glow.
We love our CC Nude Glow in a medium.
You know,
your skin looks really good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I do work.
Are you doing the CC cream?
Today, no. I was lucky enough to have someone do my makeup today.
Beautiful.
And it's a NARS concoction. Oh,
wow. That's really good though.
It's really good. It's glowy.
We love a glow.
We love a glow.
Me too. I mean,
do you know what's on your cheek?
Yes, it is NARS.
It's probably NARS. The orgasm. It's so pretty.
It's a layering of a couple of different.
Yeah.
I had this incredible makeup artist, Uzo, and she is one of the national artists for NARS. And she is unbelievable.
Okay, what is your favorite lips? Anything?
Lip is really an interesting thing. Do you know how to find your perfect lip color?
Isn't it the inside of your lip?
No. That's actually great for your cheek color.
Oh, your cheek, okay.
So the inside of your lip is a great indicator of what your cheek should be. But actually, your great color is the tip of your finger. Uzo reminded me of this today, actually. And also, if you pinch it, that's sort of what it looks like when it's darker, right? So you get that flush.
I mean,
so I've kind of fallen in love with a great red. And if I'm feeling a red, I love the Gucci Westman red. It's a gorgeous red. I love red from Gucci. I also, Makeup by Mario has a sick red.
Makeup by Mario, it is phenomenal. They have the best reds, the best nudes. It's so good. It stays on. There's, I think, a new like matte Lustre. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
My favorite knockout beauty color is probably, I love G Beauty for my lip.
G Beauty does a prime skin,
yes,
that tint. I will tell you, it is one of my favorite when I don't really want to wear any makeup. Mm-hmm. You would love it. It's a tinted primer, okay, not a tinted moisturizer.
Exactly.
And it really gives the most beautiful glow.
It sure does.
You can layer on after layer.
Might just get it now. Knockout Beauty, do you carry it?
We sure do.
Okay, Dad, I'll put it on my app.
It literally, it's you will absolutely love it. It just looks like your skin with nothing on it.
And it, gets and it feels like nothing, and which it feels is what like feels
nothing. I'm going to get the hyaluronic tablet.
I need the tablets.
Also, I'm a real Pat McGrath girl.
I
love Pat McGrath. So I really enjoy almost honestly all of the lip glosses. Like I could much pick up anyone, like even that blue one that you think it's not going to be amazing and you put it on and your teeth look so white and gorgeous.
She has an incredible red lipstick called Obsessed.
She does.
That is a really good red.
She sure does.
It's more of a tomatoey red, but yes. It's a really good
red. It's a good red on blondes, tan blondes.
Right.
So that's why you love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's not the darker red. Okay.
Fragrance.
Yeah, fragrance.
I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but the French say you should only change your fragrance when you have a life event. For everything else, you change your heel height. And I think about this concept is sort of like I get stuck on a fragrance for a while.
I do too.
I went to Paris with my children right when France opened back up after the pandemic. And I purchased two fragrances. One is Amorous. And the other one from the same perfumer was Baccarat Rouge.
Baccarat Rouge.
And
was this Maison Kirk Dijon? Is that
exactly.
The one?
Yeah. That is exactly what it is. And the reality is that I am in menopause. Yeah. So my skin is very powdery. So it smells good on me. Now, I think it smells good on a lot of people, which is why it's so popular.
People love it.
But I'm surprised that my skin likes it, actually.
Yeah.
I was a big Frederic Malle girl for a long time.
Oh, I do too.
I have Frederic Malle.
And I like to
Portrait of a Lady.
I like to mix Portrait of a Lady, which is the largest concentration of roses in a perfume. Did you know that?
No.
And I used to like to mix that with Carnal Flower.
I love Carnal Flower.
I love
And that combo together, if you like those two, grab the Portrait of a Lady, the body oil, and then use Carnal Flower as the eau de parfum, and you will lose your minds.
Okay. I
love it. It is beyond sexy.
Okay. That's do you carry amazing. Any fragrance knockout?
I do.
Which ones?
Do you just carry those?
I have to tell you, I don't. Ugh. But the one that I'm obsessed with, the brand I'm obsessed with, is Ellis Brooklyn.
And oh, I love B.
The kids love it, too.
I love B.
We love B.
I love it.
B. Shapiro. You know who uses Ellis? Is my daughter right there.
I love her. She's really an amazing woman.
Yeah, she is. And she's built an amazing business.
I like to say her fragrances are the soundtrack to my sensorial life. I think they're like the perfume of my life that takes me from the moment I started Knockout. I was in a meeting with somebody and actually I discovered Ellis because it was behind me and I was meeting with this beauty woman. I said, I'm so sorry. What is that fragrance in here? And she said, oh, it's back there if you want to smell it. Immediately the meeting was now no longer interesting to me. I was totally interested in this Ellis Brooklyn. And the moment I opened Knockout, she was my first call.
Oh, that I love that.
So, and how long has Knockout been in business?
8 years. And guess what? Today is her birthday.
Happy Knockout birthday.
Happy Knockout birthday. Oh my God. Whenever you need anything in the Hamptons, it is the best. And your facialist, who I am obsessed with. What's her name?
Ludmila.
Ludmila. Okay. Any masks, any treatments, wellness, like, you
She's
know,
like, where do I begin? I love a mask.
I love a mask. Tell
so
us everything.
I have two that I really love that I actually use in tandem with each other. One is the Environ Revival Mask. It is three different types of acids.
I love that one.
And you can do it for 20 minutes or you can sleep in it, which is quite
What's
cool.
What's it called? Environ?
It's the Revival Mask.
Revival, okay.
And it's facelift in a jar.
Love it.
It's incredible. And what I like to do is if I do it for 20 minutes, then after I rinse it off, I tone my face and then I put on one of the Madeira sheet masks. And especially for me, I can use a different one depending on what my skin's doing. So I actually think I sent you one, Amisha, the Lipo Oval, which helps to reduce puffiness. And you can actually, a little hack is you can cut that one up and use it under your eyes, which is kind of cool. But it also works really well for carving out the jawline and the cheekbones. So if I'm going to do something on camera, I use that. If I'm my rosacea's perking up, I use one called Retipox, which is kind of incredible. And that one actually, for people that feel like they can't mask, and you know those people exist, you know, where they're like, my skin is just too sensitive. It's incredible because it works with the nervous system of your skin.
That Redapox does?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
R-E-D-A-P-A-X.
Redapox.
And it's two different words.
Redapox.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like rosacea is one of those things that everybody tries to heal and a lot of people suffer from it and they just can't. And they think it's diet or it's this, eliminate that.
It's like melasma, right? There's a lot of different triggers and it's, you're kind of on an investigative report to figure out what your triggers are. So Molly and I both have melasma. We probably have different triggers. I have rosacea and I have a different trigger than someone else may.
And I have eczema, which is different from your rosacea, but I have—
Exactly.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
You also turned me on to the MBR face cream. Mm-hmm. And that
I
is—
I did.
That is—
I apologize.
Phenomenal.
It's just, it's an incredible, incredible formulation.
We're going to put all of Kylie's must-haves in our show notes so you can directly buy from there. So don't worry. We got you if you don't have a pen and paper or driving or walking or you're yelling at your kids.
Should we do a rapid fire?
Yeah, I know. I don't want her to go. Okay, if you had only one skincare product for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a really hard question. It's like asking me to choose a child.
I know.
I think for me, probably the AVST gel.
AVST gel.
AVST gel.
What's the one thing that's always in your bag?
Sunglasses.
What's the most interesting thing that you've learned recently? I feel like you're a wealth of knowledge.
You're like a wealth of, like, you're like an encyclopedia of skincare.
I learned that you can supplement your vitamin D all day long and some people just can't up their levels. And it's because the best bioavailable form of vitamin D is actually a chemical reaction with the cholesterol in your skin and the vitamin and the UVB rays. And that bioconverts into vitamin D.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't even know if I registered half of that. I'm like, hold on, pretending I'm nodding and I'm
basically
like,
that.
What does that actually mean?
This is what it means. It means that the best way for us to receive our vitamin D is actually from the sun. Okay. And it's actually interacting with the—
I figured that part, but what does that have to do with the cholesterol?
Because that's how it bioconverts. If we don't have enough cholesterol in our skin and we're sugar forward, we're actually doing something called glycating, which is causing the brown.
Interesting.
Not to be confused with the tan.
Right.
Right. The brown spot.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Are you a morning person or night person?
I'm a morning person.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite cocktail?
I don't really drink.
Oh.
Boring.
What's your favorite part about living in LA? Because you were an East Coaster up until not that long ago.
Indeed. Born and raised. My daughter shudders when people say, where are you from? And I say New York. And she looks at me. She's like, we are from Los Angeles. I will never say that. I am from New York through and through. My favorite thing about Los Angeles is the sunshine.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
Preferred type of workout?
Are we being honest?
We're being honest.
I don't really work out. I love to walk.
It's a great workout, by the way.
It's a great workout. We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Such a nice thing to ask. If I had to give advice to my 10-year-old self, I would say it's going to be okay.
That's so amazing.
Good. It's amazing.
You're amazing.
Kylie,
love
you
your store.
Are such a wealth of knowledge. Okay, Knockout Beauty. It's in 5 cities right now.
And it soon is, to be more.
Yes.
And soon to be more. You can knockoutbeauty.com.
Knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. Make sure and listen to Kylie and Paul on their podcast. It is called
Under the Cover.
I think you guys are going to love it. Follow Kylie Cavaco Rec. CAYLICAVACOREC This is all going to be in the show notes. Make sure and follow her.
And Knockout Beauty.
What I love about your newsletter, what I love about this curation is that there is education, strong education behind it. And I think that's what we need. We need to know the why.
We need to know that someone's vetted things.
Mm-hmm. Our tagline is where beauty meets efficacy. And our really focus is education. That's what we want you to know. We want you to know not only it is effective, but why is it effective? And as we all know, beauty products don't work if they sit on your shelves. You have to use them.
Yeah.
I know.
Amen.
I'm going to put you on speed dial. We love you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
I'll see you next
week. It's a wrap
week.
On
it's
LA.
A wrap. That's in LA. Make sure and follow us. We both have Substacks now. Images is called Tell Me More. You will honestly lose a lot of money if you follow her. You'll lose less money if you follow me. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Kenna Ryan, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.